Has anybody something that is burning in them that they'd like to share? Oh, Christine? Ivy? Oh. Aldi Station, Ken?
Dear Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your strength, your power, your love, your word, what it has done in my life. I've done something here. I did it about a couple of weeks ago. And it was one of those things. I'd been doing some studying with Ray. And I just found myself doing this. I don't know where I got it all from, but it was just flowing. And I've put a title to it, Walk in This Message with Faith. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Jesus gave me this scripture when the first time I come into this church, and I've treasured it ever since. And I often say it, and I've told you many times, but it's just been such a strength to me. Hebrews 11, verses 1. I think it's 1. I don't know if it's verses 1 and 6, so I've put 1 and 6 for some reason. Anyway, it's Hebrews 11. Faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. No one can please God without faith. Whoever goes to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Amen to that. As soon as you doubt God and question his integrity, you have moved into the old nature. Humble yourself before God and put your trust firmly in him. Now, all this week, God's time is perfect. I did it a couple of weeks ago. And you know, every day without fail, he has given me this scripture this week and last week. I think he is. Every day. And it's really strange how it's happened. It's not strange because it's God, isn't it? I've randomly put these discs, what builders, I've put them on. I've just put them on and I've just flicked forward a bit or listened to something and then I've heard it on there. Andrew told me one day. It was. I thought, thank you, Andrew. And then I picked up a book, Watch My Knee, and that it was in there, the part where I was up to, that's that scripture. And even with Ray coming, we've studied a couple of times, and it's been there. It's been spoken to me. And every single day, without fail, I've been listening to this. Anyway, let me go on. Luke 9, verse 25. Jesus said to them, those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses every day and follow me. Make a fresh commitment every morning and deny your flesh and obey God in every decision there must be during the day. Be sure your motive is to love God with your desire, and your desire is to express that love through obedience. James 4, verse 7. So, place yourselves under God's authority. Resist the devil, and he will run away from you. Oh, I like that, don't you? God promises that the devil will flee from you if you first submit to God. Then resist the devil. Make sure you are in the Spirit and vulnerable to God with a trusting heart. The Spirit within you will release authority the devil cannot defeat. Simply submit yourself to God to resist the devil. Studying the Word won't get rid of the devil. Meditating on God's truth will help release faith. And I'm thankful for that because it's been doing it with me. It's the more I've read his Word, the more I can feel him and hear his voice and what he's got to say. Although Satan has the power to place temptations in your path, he is still not able to read your mind. He can only see your reaction to the temptation by your resulting actions and words. So it's the actions what you do after you got these temptations or whatever. That is why it is a good habit to speak words of God, no matter how you think or feel. Only God is omniscient, which means he knows everything, including your thoughts. Amen to that. It is good to speak audibly to Satan that he isn't fooling me by his tactics, that I am refusing to do things his way, and that I am, in fact, turning to the Holy Spirit. I'm turning the Holy Spirit loose on him, according to God's word, for even attempting to beguile me in the first place with his phony offers. Amen.
I was reading this book and this caught my eye, because a couple of weeks ago we'd been talking about we've got God in our hearts. I thought, oh, this sounds all right, this, to share. We are glad for the cathedrals and churches, but God does not dwell in temples made by hands, but in the fleshy tablets of the heart. Here is true worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The church is the body of Christ. Its worship is a heart worship. He will give us the place of worship. How my heart cries out for a living faith with a deep vision of God. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The temple. Holy Spirit, deposit yourself within me, that I might be your sanctuary, filled with your spirit, alive with your power, worshipping God in spirit and in truth, overflowing with a deep faith. Grant me the vision of myself as your temple. Amen. I just want to share that last week we prayed for Margaret and Betty. Well, Margaret, I phoned her this morning, and I could tell back with her voice she was a lot better. And I says, oh, that's lovely. I said, I'll be able to go and tell them now at church. You know, I says, I'm talking to her like that because she does believe. And I said, it's lovely that you know, we all prayed for you. She says, thank you and that, you know. And she's a lot better. I says, so God's answered our prayers for you. Amen.